The Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, was in Baghdad today. It was the first visit from a top UN official since Kofi Annan's trip to Baghdad 16 months ago. The visit included a press conference with the Secretary General standing behind a long podium with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
Then this during the question and answer session that followed their opening remarks. A rocket landed about 50 yards from the Prime Minister's office. The building shook. Small bits of debris fell from the ceiling. The UN Secretary General immediately ducked and then scanned the room before nervously standing up.
But the Iraqi Prime Minister seemed unaffected. He was immediately surrounded by several guards within seconds of the explosion. Maliki said nothing's wrong, and the news conference continued.
Well, Maliki may have gotten used to the sound and feel of exploding mortar, but Ban Ki-moon had very good reason to flinch given the UN's experience in Baghdad. In August 2003, militants bombed UN headquarters in Iraq, killing 22 people, including the UN's top envoy, Sergio Vieira de Mello. International staffers were withdrawn for a year after the bombing, and since then, the UN has been gradually increasing its presence in Iraq.